IllBeHonest.com.
It says in Titus chapter 3 that we're to be careful to devote ourselves to good works. It says in Titus chapter 2 that the Lord gave Himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed, to purify us, to make us set apart, to be holy. For what? To be zealous for good works. To be zealous for good works. And one of those good works is evangelizing, is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And one method and way you can do that is through gospel tracts. I'm just making a short video blog to let you brethren out there know that Lake Road Chapel in Missouri is basically giving away a pack of around 10 gospel tracts, and you can get it for free. And to get this pack, you can go to IllBeHonest.com/free tracts. And if you go there, it'll redirect you to a page on their site where you're able to fill out a form briefly and mention that you want the free gospel pack track. And there's tracks like Lies College Students Hear, and How Would You Feel If Your Thought Life Were to Be Shown on Nationwide TV. In this track it says, what if someone told you that every thought life from the day you were born has been recorded and will be shown tonight on Nationwide TV? That's an interesting thought for a lost man to think about. But us Christians need to think about this thought as well, because God is watching us and we're going to give an account. And I know personally in my own life, there's many times where I had a thought that I should go evangelize and tell someone about the Lord, but because of fear of man, or because I didn't feel prepared, or I didn't even have a gospel tract on me, I made excuses and I did not enter in by faith and proclaim the riches of Christ to that person. And so that's something to think about. You know, Charles Spurgeon said, if we have no desire for others to be saved, then we ourselves are not saved. You can be sure about that. And to think we're entrusted with the gospel. I mean, if someone wrote me a check for $1 billion today, I wouldn't flippantly use it. I would pray about how am I going to use that money. I would be slow. I would be very cautious. And the Lord has entrusted us with something greater than $1 billion, greater than the cure for cancer. He's given us the cure for the eternal soul, for the wrath of God to be removed from someone's head. I mean, think of that. If you found the cure for cancer today, you would want to go tell everyone you knew about it. How much more should we find the cure to be saved from the wrath of God, to be saved from hell? I mean, that's got to motivate us. Yet what gets in the way? The fear of man. And listen, if you're out there and you are terrified of evangelism, guess what? I was too. Pray. Seek the Lord. The Lord will stand by you. He'll strengthen you so that through you the gospel can be fully proclaimed to the Gentiles, to all those out there. I mean, we've got to believe the Lord. It's sad how we can so easily make excuses. And then we look at Paul in Romans 9, 1 through 3, and we see he has unceasing anguish for the lost, that he wishes he could be cut off from Christ and go to hell instead of them. I mean, we need that burden. Because just like David saw his son Absalom die, we're going to see those around us die as well. And they're going to be judged, and they're never going to have a second chance. This is it. And today is the day to start being zealous for good works. We need to not procrastinate and think, well, eventually I'll go to the missions field and then I'll start evangelizing. Now, we've got to be evangelizing right here, right now. And what better way to do that with solid biblical gospel tracts? I'm not making this video because for them to make money. I'm making this video because they have solid tracts that don't have the sinner's prayer, that don't beat around the bush, but they exalt Jesus Christ. And I believe that this piece of paper right here with this tract has the power enough to save everyone in this whole world if they were to read it in their own language, because it's got the true, pure gospel. It exalts Christ. It points the person towards Christ. There's power in that gospel. And we've got to take that gospel and go out there to the nations, and that starts with those on our very block, those on our college campuses. And so, brethren, I would encourage you out there, go to IllBeHonest.com/free tracts. It'll redirect you to lakeroadchapel.org. And fill out that form really quick, and they'll send you a free pack. And if you like a certain one of the tracts that you get, and they have tracts in Spanish as well, then go ahead and order some more from them. We need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. Brethren, here a sobering thought is that I will think about a lot of the time, and it helps motivate me in a good way. There are people I will see every day that I will never see again till the judgment day. Whether that person's in the store, whether I'm driving down my car and I see them passing by. There are people you'll see today, after watching this video probably, that you will never see again till that day where you're judged and they're judged. And I don't do that to condemn myself to think, ah, James, you'll never see him again till judgment day. It's your fault. They're going to go to hell. No, I don't do that to condemn myself. I do it to realize what excuse do I have to not proclaim Christ to them? I mean, what's the reason? You know, so what if I'm rejected by 1,000 people? So what if they put me in chains? And they're not even going to do that yet. And so what do we have to fear? If we can't get over the fear of man now, when they aren't even killing us and putting us in jail, how are we going to get over the fear when they are killing us and putting us in jail? We've got to overcome fear of man right now. Are we seeking the approval of man or of God? And if we want to be a workman approved by the Lord and be zealous for good works, we've got to go evangelize. We've got to go proclaim Jesus Christ to the perishing, to the lost in the world. So just think about that. There are people I will see today that I will never see again till judgment day. Lord, give me the grace. Give me the boldness to proclaim the riches of Christ, the pure gospel, to see people saved. Lord, help me to believe that this message is able to save them. Even if I don't see any fruit right now, I know in Isaiah it says that your word will not return void. It was sent out with a purpose. It's going to accomplish that purpose. That gives me great confidence and hope that I'm not laboring in vain, because the Lord's word is a double-edged sword, and it's going to go in there and rip people's hearts apart, and it's going to show them their sin. It's going to convict them. And sooner than later, they're either going to fully reject Christ or they're going to repent and put their trust in the Lord. Brethren, think with me, what if right now I got a text message while I was making this video, I yanked out my phone and it said, James, we've got sad news. Your whole family just got killed in a car wreck. And what if I knew there were members of my family who were not believers in Christ? That text message would basically be telling me this, James, some of your family members have gone before God and they're going to go to hell for all of an eternity and they'll never escape and they'll be there for billions and billions and billions and trillions of years without one second of sleep day or night. Is that not enough to get over all the fear of man we may have now and proclaim Christ to the lost, to plead with them to come to the Lord? Yet the devil wants us to fear man. The devil wants us to say, you know, keep waiting. You know, eventually you'll have a better open door. Eventually you'll have a chance. In Acts, they went from house to house, day to day, proclaiming the full counsel of God, proclaiming Christ, proclaiming the gospel. They went day to day. They didn't stop. They realized today could be the last day I'm ever going to live. God could come back and judge the world with righteousness right now, this day. I've got no excuses. There are loved ones around me who are going to die. And when they die and I know they're without Christ, I'm going to look and I'm going to think, what have I done? I mean, I remember a guy, Johnny, going to Fatty's. He'd come every Sunday. One Sunday evening, he wasn't there. I find out he's in the hospital. The next day, I find out he's dead. 3 days later, I'm looking at him in a casket as Tim's preaching the gospel to his lost family. I had every reason to believe that man wasn't with Christ. When I talked to him, he had no confidence. He drank his sin down like water. It is so sobering, so terrifying to realize that every apparent reason he died without Christ, and he's in hell. And he's been there for over a year without one second of sleep, and he's never going to escape. And there he was right before me. I remember a sister up north. She was at a Bible study. She had an inward impression from the Lord to evangelize to a person there. And she did. Praise the Lord. And the next day, that young man died. He died. He's gone. That was her last opportunity to plead with him of Christ. Listen, we should feel motivated by these saints. If the devil takes these saints and he condemns you and says, man, look, you're not performing well enough. You're so horrible. Christ isn't using you at all. Listen, get behind me, Satan. Set your mind on the things of the Lord and go this day and be bold to proclaim the gospel. And listen, if you haven't been faithful to the Lord to proclaim the riches of Christ this last year, why continue? Say, Lord, help me. Help me right now, this day, to serve you in this capacity. So, brethren, take advantage of this. I am so thankful to have this track right here. How would you feel if your thought life were to be shown on nationwide TV? Because I know when I give this to someone, God's able to save someone with it. Well, press on. God help us to not waste our single life we've been given. It's going to come to an end sooner than later. We don't know when it's all going to end. But we do know everyone on this world's going to be judged, and few there be that find it. And if we're one of the few people with the cure for being saved from the wrath of God, then we've got the great responsibility to take that cure and to believe God and give it forth to those who are perishing without Christ.